You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Albanese could soon be elected unopposed as the new leader after Mr. Bowen withdrew on Wednesday afternoon. It follows several key ALP figures announcing they were supporting Mr. Albanese's bid to be the next leader. Mr. Bowen believes he would have won the caucus ballot but lost the rank and file vote to Mr. Albanese. He says withdrawing early enables others to put their names forward.
And I want to provide anybody else with the opportunity who feels that they have something to add, who might not be in the ballot because I am, to get into the ballot, otherwise, or not, but to do so with the full knowledge. I felt it would be a subjugation of the democratic process if I left my decision until after nominations had closed and ruled that option out.
Mr. Albanese says he's honoured by the support he's received.
I believe that a majority of the caucus have already committed to support my leadership if it goes forward in a contested position. I also, of course, have been through an experience in the past in 2013 where I put myself forward before the rank and file members of the Australian Labor Party and received majority support in that ballot. So I am confident but not complacent.
But Queenslander Jim Chalmers is still considering standing for the leadership, tweeting that he has been encouraged to stand and will consider his options overnight. The new Labor leader will be determined by a weighted vote, half from votes of Labor MPs and senators and half from party members. The result is not expected until next month. Labor Senator Penny Wong has put her support behind Mr. Albanese's bid, saying he's the best person to unify the party after its election loss. As for going for the top job, Penny Wong says she has never had ambitions to be party leader herself and wants to remain Labor's Senate leader.
I also announced today that I will be putting myself forward again as Labor's leader in the Senate. The Australian people may have elected the coalition, but they don't expect them to get a free pass in the Senate. And it's our role to hold them to account and to scrutinise what they are doing. And I intend to continue to do that if elected by my colleagues as Labor's Senate leader.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg spent the day with the Reserve Bank Governor after it flagged a cut to interest rates next month. The RBA will consider cutting the rate at its board meeting in 2 weeks in the hope of reducing unemployment and buoying inflation. The coalition looks set to form a majority government after securing at least 76 seats in the House of Representatives. The Australian Electoral Commission still lists two seats as close, Bass in Tasmania and Macquarie in New South Wales. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.